Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And very excited every Sunday to come on the podcast with my co-host, Dan Calloway, and talk about Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride, Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. I continue to share that after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am convinced we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamond finds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And today we have another phenomenal guest. As a matter of fact, he's such a phenomenal guest, we have him back again. And that's none other than former Riviera Beach Council member, and I would like to suggest one of the first black building officials for the city of Riviera Beach, if not the first, our friend, Mr. Henry A. Taylor. Mr. Taylor has been energized by tenacity, and he has a thirst for knowledge. He was the only member of his family to graduate from high school and continue on to graduate from higher education. After high school, he obtained his Associate of Arts degree from Roosevelt Junior College. Mr. Taylor then worked as a carpenter for various building contractors before becoming the first African-American building inspector for the city of West Palm Beach County, and in the state of Florida. One of many firsts for him, he was also a member of the Pride of Palm Beach Masonic Lodge, better known as PHA, where he had the honor of becoming the first African-American to be elevated to 33rd degree Mason in Palm Beach County. During his time at the city of West Palm Beach, Mr. Taylor found an interest in politics and became the first Riviera Beach native to be elected to the Riviera Beach City Council, where he served for over 8 years. After 8 years of service to the city of West Palm Beach, he also became the building inspector for Palm Beach County, where he worked for over 30 years before his retirement in 2008. And so with those words, we want to welcome you, Mr. Taylor, again to the podcast, Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, and I'll turn the program over to Mr. Calloway. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. We'll get right into it, Henry. You were brought back here because you're an expert on building in Palm Beach County in the state. Your bio tells us that you were the first in the county as a black person, and we have some problems that we need to discuss that we have been discussing. 3 weeks ago, the mayor of Riviera, Ronnie Felder, came to us, and he wanted to go to the churches, and you're a deacon in Mount Auto Missionary Baptist Church, the third oldest living member of the church, because I'm the second oldest, and Mary Lee Perry is the first. Do you think that will work, that if we go to all the ministers in the church and ask for a stipend, what the mayor, deacon, I mean Reverend Felder, he's a minister, he wants the church to put a stipend in there every month, and he'll take that fund to go with the city. And then when there are senior citizens and people who need roofs, painting the houses, windows, cleaning up the yard, putting grass in or whatever, to make sure inspectors like you were, won't put a red tag on them. Would you explain that to the listening audience, how important that is or it's not important?
That is very important. I think
if I can remember, just before the pandemic, this COVID-19 came in, back during that time, the city of Riviera Beach was doing a program like that, that was similar to that, where they were replacing roofs and they were painting the people houses, they were putting landscaping in around the people houses and so forth like that. But I don't think it's happening anymore. And I think that that would be a very good idea if we can get the ministers of Riviera Beach to participate and put a stipend into the into the banks or whatever, and go along with Riviera Beach. The two of them working together can begin to do that again. For the elderly people within the city of Riviera Beach.
That's
beautiful. Think it would be a good idea to start that over again.
Well, I don't know if it was solidified that, like you think it was. You brought it up, and you went over there with the city manager, and we were in a meeting. But Ron Felder has been taking that on himself as the mayor. And coming from elected official, I think that's just great. I'm asking you, as a former building inspector, when the city and other cities, they put red tags, and that means something is not up to date for the roof, the water leaking, or whatever. Now, I'm asking you as an expert, give the listening audience, you said you think it's a good idea. Now, you're saying it's a good idea, we getting the ministers and the churches to put some in, should the city, you were a former elected official in Riviera, you wearing two hats now, do you think that they should hire a person to field these phone calls when people say they're having problems at their house and need some help? Now, why am I bringing that up? 3 days ago in the Palm Beach Post, they pictured a 92-year-old black lady, and I'm really upset about this, to have her throwing a snake out, and she's terrified right now. Rats and roaches, all this was in the paper. Did you read it?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, it was 3 days ago. But now the question is, should we go to the city manager of the elected officials and ask them to hire somebody? When they get these calls, they go by and then they do an inspection and get somebody from that apartment that you worked in, and they'll tell you how and what they should do. Now, remember now, there's a lady, I won't call her name, 92 years of age in Mount Olive, I told you, in Deacon Fields over a year ago. You remember the lady I'm talking about?
I can't think of it right now.
Vicky Kingdom, I'll say it.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
yeah.
Did I tell you in Deacon Fields that you should go over there and talk to the lady because she was calling me and everybody else? And you said we should go before the city manager and get that done?
Yes, I think at that particular time, I thought it was a good idea then to go in and see if we can get that cooperation, and I still feel that way. Sure.
Well, see, the question I'm asking for the listening audience to understand, in this day and time, we are supposed to take care of the elderly people. Now, because of the pandemic, and there's a lot of things have happened and set people back, but the article said that the HUS Social Security check was $1,100 a month. That's all she can live off of. And maybe she's getting some food stamps or whatever like that. But she's been in this house ever since 46. She is 92 years of age. Now, should a person, not because of color, of anybody, the humane thing is we should be out here helping the can't help themselves. And I know that you were taught that because your father Deacon Dan Taylor. That was, he was doing that back in the 40s and the 50s. Now, you elaborate on that, because you were one of the first black homegrown council people. If you were in there, what would you do?
I would have, a long time ago, I would have already started to try to work with the council to do a program like that. The people really need that. This day and time, things are so good and everything else is so costly. And the people that of age, of that age, whether they be black, white, green, purple, or blue, or whatever, they need this kind of help. And I know that with the organizations that I was working with the Masonic Lodge and also Youth Recreation, and that's what we're looking at, the elderly and the youth. And the elderly really need this kind of help, because Social Security checks that come in for the elderly people are not that much, and some of the younger people too. The Social Security just cannot take care of it. And we need to look out for our residents in this city.
Well, I hate to make things political, and I won't get into that. There must be at least 8 to 10 candidates going to be running soon for March election. And I've been reading some of the flyers, and then they've been talking to me, and they've been talking to you, because about when we were over there at Thanksgiving, it must have been at least 11 or 9 people who's going to be running in the 3 or 4 spots. But their platform, I haven't read, asked them personally. Maybe you have, because you into that more than I am. What are their ideas about being more civic involved and to make sure, because of the pandemic? See, the pandemic, and we may have another one, the African strain is coming already in the United States. Now, it hasn't hit in our area right now because we are a transit area. You know, people are going to be flying in from everywhere. Should we, when we interview the candidates that we are going to support or not support, and bring this up, you being a former elected official, give me and a listening audience some kind of advice about that.
Definitely. That is one of the things that we should ask. I have not seen much of many of the flyers either, but the ones that I have seen, no one has mentioned that. They are talking about other things, and, you know, this political game is sometimes just a show place. People to tell you they're going to do one thing and they can't do it unless you got a majority vote on that city council or wherever you might be. And this is one of the things that we need to be asking these candidates as they are running. What do they intend to do for the residents of this city of Riviera
Beach? Okay.
Well,
I'm glad you brought that up and highlighted what they're going to do for the residents. Now, one of the things in the Youth Recreation Association, I can speak heavily, wholeheartedly about that, and we're going to gather our group together and be with the Sinceria 2000. That's a mental health organization. See, we have to put a lot of emphasis on that. When I was in the Law Enforcement Academy, they taught us that 35% of the people who are walking around is mentally ill. And it takes only a little bit to push a person over the cliff. So if we be cognizant of that, we ought to put a lot of programs together and make sure. And in the last year or two, there have been three blacks was killed because they thought he was a criminal or something, and they were mentally off. And most of the time, most people can't recognize who's mentally off, but we should have, don't you think we ought to have some workshops and some programs set up to teach the public, 35% of the people may, and what our job is to get them help? How you feel about that?
Well, I feel good about that. That's one of the things that we can do. And I can remember the last time I was on this program, we had a lady call in and said that she wanted to try to work with Riviera Beach to try to get some different programs working in Riviera Beach that would be beneficial to this city and the residents of the city. And I have not heard any more about that. Now I'm wondering if this lady is called back, if she's interested in trying to come to this city of Riviera Beach. I think that that is the best thing to do if she's still interested and want to come and try to help out.
I
think that's I
can answer that.
Trying to sit, huh?
I can answer that.
Okay.
She has and her husband, and we are setting up 4 or 5 workshops coming up in the new year. They were out there giving out turkeys and everything else for Thanksgiving. They own the ball. I can tell you that right now. Because that lady called in. That's why I brought that up. I had never heard of this organization. And they are doing a wonderful job. And we're going to put a little more fire up under the pot and do that more. That's one of the things that Dr. Drayton, and he's big on getting the ministers together and trying to put this fund together for the mayor, but he want to put workshops every quarter about that. The thing that when people like you with the experience of working with all your life, you work with the citizens. Your job from the county and everything, you work with the citizens. And every day is somebody need help. Now, just off the top, what do you think besides that we need to put the emphasis on starting January?
Well, Callaway, one of the things that I've been talking about, and I talked about it since I was off that city council, and I think that all the residents of the city need to really think about this. Years ago, whenever you got your mail, it was Riviera Beach. Now you get mail that comes to the residents of Riviera Beach saying West Palm Beach with the zip code for Riviera Beach. Now, one thing that I went to the council, and they might say that they don't remember or whatever. When you have a city like Riviera Beach, West Palm Beach, and all of them, when that zip code says West Palm Beach and you're in Riviera Beach, the tax money that come from the state and come from the government, that tax money goes to the city of West Palm Beach that should be coming to Riviera Beach. Riviera Beach, always be Riviera Beach. All the residents, when they get their mail, should say Riviera Beach so that we can be assured that we are going to be getting the tax money that's being sent from the government and the state to Riviera Beach. Now, the people in the new, that other housing project that's over on Military Trail, their mayor comes and says Palm Beach Gardens. Palm Beach Gardens get the tax money from that development that's in Riviera Beach, when Riviera Beach should be receiving those tax dollars. And that would be a much better, bigger help and more help to the citizens of Riviera Beach and to the city itself. And that council needs to get together and talk to the post office or the government or whatever and make sure that they send the mail to that address in Riviera Beach to say Riviera Beach and not West Palm Beach and not Palm Beach Gardens, so that we can receive the funds that we're supposed to be receiving in this city of Riviera Beach. That's one thing that really needs to be done right away. And that's one of the first things that we can start with, you know, for the new year coming in.
Well, I agree with you right there, because if we're losing money to Palm Beach Garden or any city, Riviera needs its own money that the government's going to give us. Now, we got money from the federal government, just like all cities, and they're going to use it for whatever. I know it's going to be well spent. I think that the citizenry need to be alert. You, when you were a councilman, and after you was out of there, there was a town hall meetings that you and Herman McCray and Don Wilson and Boone Dodden and a lot of people was working together, Florida Brown, all those people. Now, are they doing any of that now, educating the masses about what they need to do and what they need to go over to the council and talk to the elected official or tell their representative from their neighborhood that they need this and that?
No, that's not being done anymore.
Well, do you think that it should be done?
That's to my knowledge. I don't think that's being done. Well, you don't have a whole lot of the people going to the city council anyway, to the meetings to find out what's going on in the city.
Well, they got it on TV. You didn't have it on TV before. You didn't have no TV. I don't think that they have to go to the council meeting to find out. I think they got a representative in their community. That's why we have five. We got five districts, four, and then one at large, and the mayor. That's what happened when you, and after that, I mean, we don't have to rewrite the book. We just need to go in and tell the people in the city. They got to pay attention. See, everybody's making phone calls. Help me do this. But when do they get involved and ask, what can I do? See, this should be a team thing. See, you can't blame the mayor and the council and all those people and even the city manager. You can't blame them if the people don't bring up what needs to be done, because every one of the elected officials got another job. So they're not running around out here all day to check on things. So somebody got to make them aware of that. Now, what are you saying about that?
Well, I would put it this way. The council people, when they're running for council, they always going visiting the churches. They run in the community asking people to vote for them. And people vote for them. And they go over there and they sit up on those seats and they don't get back out into the community anymore. I'm going to disagree with you. I blame them. The council people need to get out in their district and see what's going on in the district and go back to that council meeting and get things done in their district or their part of the community and fix the streets and everything. I look at the streets in Riviera Beach now. You got so many of them that need to be repaved. The council people that's over there now are not even talking about repaving. They're not thinking about the residents that we talked about today that need work done to their houses, the older people. I blame the council for it. You can't ask somebody else in the city to go out and do the job of the council people. They voted for them, put them in office, and they expect for them to look out for them, and they're not doing it. I blame the council people.
Well, I like that because I've never been elected, so I have to concur with you because you sat in that same seat. I've never been in one of those seats, but I've been here at the beginning, and I know what it is to be socially involved and community involved because I've been doing that all my life. Now, why am I asking these questions? Because it's working up to probably the most important one right now. You sat in a meeting with me not too long ago, and we met with the power to be. We had two elected officials and the city manager. And you saw me ask you to leave me at the end because I wanted to have one-on-one. I didn't want them to blame you. I wanted them to blame me. I simply said, and you agreed when we left there, that when we start building and bringing in people to get jobs, what did I say where those jobs should be first offered to?
The residents of
the homegrown
city.
People, the residents of Riviera, just like you said. Everybody think we have to go all over the world to get somebody to come here, tell us, do whatever should be done, that we don't have the people with the ability to do that. And that bothers me, and I know it bothers you. Because you went over there, was fighting for it was about the signs. It was something about the signs years ago. But I'm not going to get all into about the signs. But why do we raise money to send kids off to college, and they come back here, and they got everything they need to have, and we don't give them the job? The city been a bus open with a lot of new buildings, new this, and I'm quite sure there are going to be a lot of kids going to be graduating with their degrees. We need to have them to come in here and do something. Now, are you agreeing with that? Are you disagreeing with that? We should look at home first before we go abroad, because the Bible tells us everything starts at home. What you say?
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's what we did previously. Now, just like I said, we should always look at our children that we send off to college, get all of these degrees, come back here, and they can't find work because we're advertising all over the country about the job that we have in this city, and our children cannot get these jobs. Now, when I was on the council, we hired people, and we didn't go all over the country. And those people that we hired had to live within 5 miles of the city limits of Riviera Beach. Since I left that council, we've been hiring people that live all the way down in Dade County, all over the country, coming from everywhere. Our first black police chief came out of West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. Our first black city manager came out of West Palm Beach, which I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. These are people that I went to and talked to.
Mm-hmm.
Our first black city clerk came from Riviera Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the job. We can do the job of what needs to be done in Riviera Beach. And I don't understand, and I've always tried to find out from the previous city council and the other councils that's there now, why is it that we have to advertise all over the country? Why can't we get people from right here in this area, if not from Riviera Beach, from West Palm Beach?
Well, you're right about that.
In this county, to get that people to come back. We're just giving the job off to people somewhere else.
The problem about that is if you respect the community and love the community, then you're going to respect and love your neighbors. Because your neighbors, the community is the people. The thing that bothers me, and I know it bothers you, see, when we hire people from way, just say from New York, California, New Orleans, Baltimore, I don't care where, when they do the job, they don't have to live here. They go back where they came from and spend the money, and none of our tax-paying money, whatever that we paid them, come back into the community. Now, at the beginning, I brought up about the 92-year-old lady, been there since 1946. Well, if it was a local person doing all this, I can go to, and you can go, and Ann can go and ask them, would they help when we feeding 1,000 for Christmas over at Good Mom Pop? We just fed 6,000 for Thanksgiving. See, people, you always should take care of home because it's like a ball club. If you're wearing the same uniform, you're not going to go over there and give something to the people with a different uniform. So we are Rivierans, and we must stand up for that. And that means a lot. And one of the best things that ever happened when our host, Ann McNeil, who thought of this program, I am Riviera. And that I will, when you put me in the ground, because you wanted the pallbearers, you will say I have fought for that as long as you've been knowing me, and you've been knowing me longer than most. Now, what are you saying about that?
Danny, you're right on track. And I agree with everything that you're saying. And let me bring this one thing up. And I have talked to the council people about this, and I talked to the mayor, the previous mayor, too. You know, I think about our history in Riviera Beach. And I want to bring this up because we are talking about this. You know, we have all of these subdivisions in Riviera Beach. I don't remember how many. But every subdivision in Riviera Beach, except one that's named after my uncle, my uncle's name was William Taylor, and down there where that Stony Brook apartment plaza is down there, is William Taylor subdivision. Every subdivision in this city has a marquee except that one. And I have talked to the council about it. They have done nothing. You got a street down there. What was the man's name that had the trucking company?
Sammy Cooper.
There's a street down there in that subdivision named after Sammy Cooper. The subdivision is William Taylor subdivision. It's in the history book for Riviera Beach, but there is not a marquee in front of it. It's not even recognized. Every other subdivision has a marquee.
Well,
you got all of these streets named after people that come later on. That's one of the things about the history of Riviera Beach that need to be shown so that people in Riviera Beach know about some of the history.
Well, that's my job. That's why they ask me.
I agree with you 100%. You have worked in this city, and that's all that you have thought about and worked about is the city of Riviera Beach taking care of the elderly, taking care of the young people. And you
and that's what
are
we should
noted
do.
By all of this whole Palm Beach County.
Well, I think that with the new year coming up, and this is our 100th year celebration of a city, Riviera, there will be some months, every month is going to be some kind of program put together. I think that I'm going to talk to, and they're working on that right now. Ann Isles, who was on here, Cynthia Becton was on here, and I haven't had Roseanne Freeman Brown. And you got all two educators. Roseanne worked over 30 years for the City of Riviera Beach as an information coordinator or whatever, did a marvelous job. I think that we're going to call a meeting and put some things down, and we'll have so many new things need to be added to the old thing, but it's still the same, if you get my drift. We just polishing it up. See, the foundation has already been laid, and it's a wonderful place to be here, and especially for people like you and I who were born and reared here. See, there's a lot of transplants, but some of us, it's only a few, was born in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. It's only a few. But I tell you right now, you brought up something that we're going to get the that committee. And I think what I'm going to ask them to do is put it on, get Walt from the IT department and put it on tape and then play it during the week. And then the citizens can look at it on there. What is that, Channel 18? And they can see it. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
it makes very good sense.
Well, let me put it this way here. Now, just off the hat, you know we're going to be over at Goodmark Park, the oldest park, outside park in Riviera. Lawyer Goodmark gave us that property for $1 a year back in 1960. Mrs. What her name, Betsy Jones, right there on, it was Comus then, now it's 36. Mrs. Nettie Jemison's mother. And you remember now, when you were a boy, and the baseball team, the Riviera Tigers, that's where they played baseball. Remember in 48, I was the bat boy, and I grew up and played on that team, went in the Negro League with it. Then I signed with Pittsburgh. Why is it so important that we go back where people like Mrs. Jones and all those people that stood in the gap, and Reverend Dolphus, Reverend Wilson, all those old reverends was out there being Sir Good Parents, and Mrs. Sinclair, the principal that was at Washington Junior High School. Most people don't even know it was a junior high school where Washington Elementary School on 31st Street. You went to a junior high school before you went down to West Palm Beach. You never went to an elementary school just being elementary. It was a junior high school. You remember those days because you and your three brothers, I don't know that your sister go there too long, but I know about your three brothers because they were older than you. Your two brothers. Now, are you willing to be on that tape with as a former councilman with Ann Isles, Cynthia Becton, where you can tell your story too?
Sure.
Okay, because you have a lot of knowledge because of you were 80 years of age. See, being 80 years of age, you got a lot of wisdom. Now, what is your, before I ask our director, and are you listening?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Are you ready to put your brilliant mind to work and tell Henry Taylor and I what you think?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm ready.
Well, I want to, first of all, acknowledge we have a lot of guests that have called in, and I actually was meeting with them right before this podcast started. And it's interesting, we were just talking about something similar to what you're sharing, and I'd like to ask any of them to press 1 on their phone, especially Mr. Andrew Price, because what we're looking at doing, Mr. Calloway and Mr. Teller, exactly what you're sharing in terms of giving back and, scholarships and helping the elderly, and especially the conversation you're having about the lady with the situation with her home and the fact that it's disrepair. And the same thing you're saying, Mr. Teller, about the marquee, and I've heard you say that before when you were on the show. And so I think it's a matter of identifying what those items are, making a list of them, and coming up with some kind of plan. And it may take a function of time to take care of that. But taking into consideration everything you're saying, Mr. Calloway is talking about the 100-year celebration, and he's leading that, and we're going to support him and the city and do everything we can. But when we talk about the lease, Mr. Calloway shares with us, what we're doing here as a part of this program is to help support the least, the lost, and the unconcerned, right? And as a part of that, one of the things our class has done is we've made a commitment to give. We're celebrating our 50th year next year, and so we're committing to identify scholarships that exist at all levels, whether it's elementary, junior high school, high school, to help educate the students of Miss Riviera Beach. So, Mr. Calloway, what I'd like to do, and I see Artie's on. Thank you for calling in, Artie. What I'd like to do is, as we partner with the Youth Recreation Association, there are a number of kids who are fed, have been fed of mind, body, and spirit over the years that we'd like to help educate in terms of identifying scholarships that exist. And I know we already do a scholarship program, but I'd like to have a couple of minutes and have Mr. Price, who has raised his hand, going to open his microphone, and have him share an opportunity we have. Good afternoon, Mr. Price. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon. And Mr. Calloway, good afternoon. How are you?
Is that my Andrew?
That's your Andrew, old school Big Dollar Braves, Mighty Mouse teammate,
Mighty
and
Mouse.
All that stuff.
And your cousin, Al Sutton Jr.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon.
Yes,
you're one of my heroes.
Yeah, hey, likewise. You definitely was one of mine for sure. But what I wanted to sort of convey some information, and well, let me just go back. I've been back here in the area about 8 years now, and sort of worked behind the scenes on a few projects that actually benefit the city, particularly residents of the city. And one particularly that, as Ann has indicated earlier, that our class of 1972 actually spearheading is that I have a fraternity, and I'll be specific, a fraternity colleague that actually he and his wife are on the diversity committee of the Benjamin School there in Palm Beach Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
And what he has asked us to do is actually target individuals, whereas, and I'll be a little more specific, whereas they have actually raised over $1 million this year for tuition assistance for minority students to attend the Benjamin School. So what he has asked myself and others, and I'm targeting, of course, those children or students in Riviera Beach or residing in Riviera Beach to do, whether or not they would be interested in attending the Benjamin School there in Palm Beach Gardens, which is a world-class private school, and hopefully some of the parents would take advantage of these educational opportunities. So I can be a individuals can reach out to me specifically, and I'll give my cell phone number here, and I have a, believe it or not, a Virginia, Northern Virginia cell phone number, but I'll give it out, and I think Ann has that number as well, but here's my number, and I'll speak slowly. Area code 571. The number is 235-0199, and that's Andrew, last name Price, and we're actually recruiting individuals for the Benjamin School, which is a private, world-class private school in Palm Beach Gardens. And as a part of our class also, we're actually looking at this as a class project also. So feel free to reach out to me and for those listeners. And I'd like to try to get this thing started ASAP. The sooner the better, I would say, timeline within the next 30, 45 days. So,
Andrew?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. But, Andrew, as soon as you get that together, you are dealing with Dr. Amy Taylor. That's who one of the people you're dealing with up there.
Okay.
I and myself, we've been working with them for years. And when they first, because they had Tucker Peterson, was on the board. They had money, and Jack Nicklaus, they put it in there, and we gave out a lot of scholarship, and then they cut it off. And now they're trying to revise it, and they want the kids as early as they can get them, and they'll send a bus down to Riviera and do all that. So what you do, put it together, and audio will be in tune with you, and I'll be right there with you, because I don't want to call all the names that we years ago, but I was upset that they took it away, and they wanted people to pay. The kids from Riviera can't afford that kind of tuition. That tuition there is as much as or more than going to Altair College. So if they're going to put the money up, and I know they're going to do it, because they told Amy Taylor, Dr. Taylor, told us anybody who can pass the entrance test, and especially as young as they want them really in elementary school and bring them right on through there. And with you in charge, that really gives me the impetus to really get back out here and get that started, because it's a lot of doors can be opened.
Yeah.
One of the coaches up there, the basketball coach, is right here from Riviera.
That's my understanding.
And he was one of the kids that I sent up there to get a scholarship. Yeah, but if you handling that, I know it's in good hands. And why don't you do this here? 848-4991. That's my number.
848-4941. Okay.
Yeah, and you call me past the 18th. Because I can't put anything ahead of the 18th, because we're going to be at Goodmark Park where you started off at. Because you were,
and I'll be there right with you.
With,
I don't mean to cut
right
you off.
Right up here on 37th Street. Yeah, you played
right.
Little
I'll be there right with you.
Everything there. Yep.
Exactly.
So why don't we, after the 18th, and you might be out there when Red Walk and everybody going to be out there running that. Your classes.
I'll be right along with them, Mr. Calloway.
Well, then I'll be right in my chair, and we'll talk about that more, because I'm in two just
great.
To hold you in charge.
Well, I look
okay.
forward to the conversation and the dialogue.
That's beautiful.
Great, great. And Ann, thank you again for inviting me to sort of interject here. And Mr. Calloway, I've listened on a couple of episodes, and thank you, the both of you, for just really putting together this program, I Am Riviera Beach. So, hey, I'm homegrown, and look forward to working, okay?
And not only that, you In a couple of weeks, you will be the guest on this program.
Okay. All right. Well,
now
I look forward to that as well.
Thank you now. Tell them all I said hello.
All right. Thank you. Love you, man. Take care. Thank
you.
Love
you more. Okay.
And Ann, thank you.
All right, Andrew, just want to correct that number. Andrew, that number is 561-848. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Mr. Galloway's number is
561-848-4941 is what I wrote
down. No, 4991. It's 4991. It's
4991.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
uh-huh.
I have it here. Thank you for correcting
it.
Okay. Okay, I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Pam.
Thanks, Ann.
Yeah, so Mr. Calloway, thank you. Thank you both. And so I just wanted to mention that because inch by inch is a cinch and yard by yard is hard. And I think, Mr. Calloway, you just made the point of why it's so very important that we reach back and give back when you talked about the Coach Arnett from the Benjamin School, and here he is now back at the school, and he's adding value. And so our class is taking on a private project to, it's our 50th year, and we're looking to provide 50 scholarships. And so this will be one of the ones that we're looking to help support the students. And I think after 50 years, the seeds a year, these trees will grow. These trees will grow. But I want to also just thank you so very much, Mr. Taylor, for coming on and blessing us today. And everybody who's listening in, also lots of people will be listening in the future on the podcast. We want to thank you. Also, if you are interested in being a part of this podcast, just give Mr. Calloway a call at the number you just heard. That's 561-848-4991. And so, Mr. Taylor, we'd like to ask you and Mr. Calloway if you have any closing comments, if you would go ahead and share those, and then we can go ahead and wrap up the program for today. And thank you also, Deja, for producing the show for us. Thank you.
Okay, I'll let Mr. Calloway go ahead. Now, I want to thank you for having me on this program again, and I'm always available whenever you need me. So,
okay.
Mr. Calloway, you can take it over.
Okay. Thank you very much, Henry Taylor, the deacon, one of the oldest deacons in our church, and my friend for life. It is a pleasure for the last year to be a part of this here. And I want to thank you personally, Mrs. Ann McNeil and Cobb McNeil, the sister of the fourth greatest home run hitter in Little League, Carl Cobbs, blow pop to a lot of people in Riviera. This is the most important time of my life. It's in Christmas time because the celebration of Jesus' birthday. And, of course, next Saturday at 6 o'clock, the Youth Recreation Association, along with the City of Riviera Beach, will be having Old Holy Night at Old Suncoast, which is Inlet Grove, and the auditorium is 600 seating capacity. You must sign up and get on the list because it doesn't cost you anything, and we can only take 600, and you got to do that right away. You go to the Senior Citizen Building right there on 28th in Aura, right across from R.J. Henley Christian School. We start at 6 o'clock, and Helen Miller, she's a minister now, the great songstress, she'll be there with her patented song, Lean On Me. So I want everybody to get in the mold of being a giver and a receiver. We got gifts for everybody, especially on the 18th at Goodmont Park. We got 500 kids. We're going to be giving pizza, ice cream, and cake, and cookies. And we got hot dogs and fish. And ribs and chicken and the sides with it. And I'll have my son a Santa Claus suit on. I don't have no reindeer, so Ann, you get me some reindeers, and I'll bring my sled. God bless all of y'all. I'm finished.
Thank you so much. Mr. Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Any closing comments, Mr. Taylor, for that?
I have no more comments. I just want to thank you for having me on the program. And Brother Calloway has said everything. My oldest brother, he talks about me a lot when we are out in private concerns. But I'm happy to be a part of this program. And just like I said before, anytime that you want me on, I'm happy to come and try to enlighten the residents of the city of Riviera Beach, which I truly love. This city, from a little fishing village to what it is today. Thank you very much. And that's
thank
all
you.
That I have for today.
All right. Thank you so very much, everybody, for joining us on another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Again, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And we will see you all next week, right here on Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Please remember to comment, like, and share this show, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.